A number of years ago, I had an appointment with my optometrist to get an eye exam. I've worn glasses since I was a kid, so eye exams for me aren't about needing glasses or not. It's just a question of how much my prescription has changed since the last time I bought glasses. Both my doctor and I are runners, so that came up in our discussion as we walked back to the exam room. Then he got to work doing the tests, and the conversation evolved to the medical tasks at hand. When the diagnostics were done, he shared that my prescription had ever so slightly changed from the one I currently had. So I asked, "Well, do I need new glasses?" "Well, it's such a minor shift," he said. "It's probably not worth the logistics and expense to replace the perfectly good glasses you're wearing." Up to that point, I'd never had a doctor recommend not getting glasses after a prescription change, so I was a bit curious. I asked him, "Am I going to hurt my eyes by not updating the prescription now?" His response surprised me a bit. He said, "Imagine you're out for a long run. Have you ever been carrying something with you or had any kind of backpack on while you're running?" "Sure," I said. "So picture being out there on a long run and having a small backpack on with a 1 pound weight in it. You're probably not going to notice it that much, right?" "Right," I said. Wasn't really sure where it was going. But he continued, "And it's not going to hurt you either, right? You're just going to work ever so slightly harder, yes?" That's when I started to make the connection. And he went on, "It's just like that with the shift in your prescription. You're not going to notice it. It's not going to hurt you. It just means that your eyes are working ever so slightly harder to correct it. Of course, you can get new glasses if you want, but I don't think it's worth it in this case for such a small trade-off." I ultimately went with his recommendation, and I was glad I did. It saved me a bunch of money, and I was perfectly fine until my next checkup. But as I walked away from that appointment, I was actually less interested in the medical outcome, but I was thinking more about my doctor's response to my question about hurting my eyes. He could have easily started in on a deep technical answer, and I'm sure he could have cited the medical literature to me that would have more than proved the point. But he didn't. Instead, he thought about his audience first, me, and considered something that I could already relate to, in this case, running. And he used what I already understood as a way to explain something I knew almost nothing about. That's the power of an effective analogy. There are many times when we're called upon to engage our audiences, and we find ourselves in the situation where we know more about the topic than they do. Occasionally, I see it happen that presenters enter into this air of superiority in these situations and talk in a condescending way to their audience, whoever they may be. Hopefully, you already know that's not a good choice. Yes, information is power, but using information and expertise to manipulate is a losing combination in the long run, even if it may work in the moment. But actually, I rarely see that. The far bigger issue I've run into time and time again is seeing presenters go the other way, making a well-intended attempt to serve the audience by trying to turn the audience into experts about whatever the topic of the day is. While that is a better place than a place of superiority, it's ultimately also ineffective at serving your audience well. All of us have sat through presentations where someone attempted in 20 minutes to do all the technical complexities of a situation, only to lose most of the focus and attention of the audience. Keep in mind the principle from the first lesson, that it's not about you. Your goal when explaining something complex to an audience who doesn't have the same experience or expertise you have, is to give them what they need to take the next step, but nothing more. You're there to serve them, to honor their time. If you do that well, you'll help them take the next step, whatever it needs to be. Using an analogy is one of the best ways to do this, because it meets the audience where they are, helps them discover what they need, and doesn't overcomplicate. To make complexity simple, use three steps to craft an effective analogy. First, Pick something relatable to your audience that can be used to illustrate the more complex thing. The key word here is relatable. The mistake I see a lot of people making with analogies is that they pick something to illustrate the complexity that the audience can't relate to. Sports analogies are the classic example of where this goes wrong. A presenter uses a baseball situation to try to illustrate a more complex point, but completely misses the fact that half of the people in the room don't care about baseball. For those people, not only does the analogy not land, but they suddenly feel like they're not part of the conversation anymore, and you don't want to ostracize your audience. The brilliance of what my doctor did a while back wasn't the analogy itself, although it was a good one. It was that he thought back to our earlier conversation and considered what was already familiar to me, in this case, running, that illustrated his point. I'm sure there are tons of other analogies he could have used, but he clearly zeroed in on one that was familiar to me. And that's key, centering on what your audience already knows. Now the second of three steps. Once you've found something that relates to the audience and you've referenced it, then start describing the thing that's more complex that you're trying to explain. The key here is to keep this to 3 to 4 steps or principles or items or whatever the case may be. No analogy is perfect. The goal isn't to exactly describe every detail. It's just to be good enough that gives the audience what they need to know. In the 15 to 20 minutes that many of us have to present to a client or a leadership team or at a conference, the goal isn't to try to give people a professional certification in your field in a single presentation. Rather, give them what they need so they can make an informed next step. My doctor did this in responding to me by just addressing what was asked and nothing more. He only focused on what I needed, whether I was going to notice the prescription change, whether it was going to hurt my eyes, and the implication for how hard my eyes were working. Then, once you've done that, finally, the third step is to link the two together. My doctor did this when he said, "It's just like that with your prescription," after he referenced the backpack with that small weight. That's the key language, using the phrase, "it's just like." You're linking up what's new with what the audience already knows. It's like zipping up a zipper and hooking the teeth together, because we understand something new when we can easily hook it on to something we already know. If you'll use those three steps with analogies, starting with something your audience can already relate to, describing the 3 to 4 points of what's more complex, and then finally linking them together with a phrase like, "that's just like," or "it's just like," that will help your audience get exactly what they need.